Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you, and that's why we give you the good, the bad, and the dumb. How about that, huh? How about that for a tease?
How about that?
How about that for a lead-in? Happy Valentine's Day. What's the good of the day today?
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep it with a Super Bowl theme.
Okay.
It's today. And it's something special for you because it is Valentine's Day, Tony.
Yes.
We've been talking about it all week. We talked about it in the first hour of the show, too. That Dunkin's commercial.
Yes.
Was pretty good. And we talked about how that tracksuit got sold out. But did you know today, Tony, because it's been so wildly popular, that they released a four-minute extended cut of that commercial?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Not only that, but you can go to YouTube or I think Dunkin' Donuts website where you can hear the song.
They did a whole song?
It's the full version of this song, which kind of just repeats itself over and over and over again.
Yeah, I was going to say, how elaborate is the song?
Not really elaborate
at
all.
Not really elaborate? They don't really have to get into that much detail? It's a good ad, man. It was very good for Dunkin' Donuts. I still want to know who wrote it, whose idea was it, and all that stuff. Who asked these guys to do it, or did they decide, you know what, give us some creative freedom here. Matt and I will put something awesome together.
And it works.
You know? Yeah, it does.
It works.
It does work.
So, you know, this could live rent-free in your head now. I'm not sure.
Yes. I like Dunkin' Donuts.
Because this is it. This is the entire song right here. Just over and over again for about 3 minutes.
No, that's pretty much it. Now, what is the Dunkin's menu? Is it... There's like a drink with little donut skewers of munchkins in there?
I think so, yeah.
Golly.
I don't know.
How much sugar can one body take?
All of it.
All of it.
All of it, apparently.
We've taken a sweet, sweet coffee drink loaded with sugar and added more sugar with the Dunkin' Munchkins. Yeah, that's awesome. Kids going into high schools with those. It's like, I can't stop. Ah! I can't sit still.
You know what? I'm going to say this. My wife today, she was trying to figure out what to do for the kids for Valentine's Day. You know, they're all various ages, leaving at various times to go to school and whatnot. And so she's like, you know what I'm going to do? She's like, I'm just going to make a Valentine's Day charcuterie board.
Oh, that's cute.
And I was like, that's a fantastic idea. What are you putting on it, right? Strawberries were definitely on there. And that was pretty much the healthiest thing on there were strawberries.
Oh, very good. Because
then it was cupcakes, cookies, some candy.
Nice. Just like to wake up to that.
Just like, here's a little baggie. Just grab and go from the charcuterie board. So, yeah, we sent our kids sugared up to school today.
Which is how I went to school every day because I was like a Count Chocula, Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes freak. That's what I ate every morning. All that stuff. Pick a cereal. All right, what's the ones that... Chocolate. There was a cereal called Cookie Crisp. Remember Cookie Crisp?
Yes.
Little miniature discs with little chippy chocolate things on it.
No, it was a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, that's basically the point of the cereal.
It's a chocolate chip cookie, just a mini chocolate chip cookie that you dip your chocolate chip cookies in milk anyway. So why not just have it for breakfast?
These dehydrated marshmallows that loaded up your Count Chocula, your Frankenberry. Yep. It's all good.
Cocoa Puffs. Because what would you do with the Cocoa Puffs after you were done? Drink the milk. Because you got chocolate milk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the cereals were trying to warn you. Trix Rabbit, Cuckoo the Cocoa Bird. They were nuts. They were insane.
Lucky Charms.
They were crazy. It was like they were all on heroin. They needed the cereal. They needed the fix.
Yep.
And parents were like, oh, here, more. Take another bowl if you want. I don't care.
And you know what's funny? It's like now as an adult, I might venture that way every once in a while, but I can't wait to have like a healthy bowl of cereal sometimes.
No, I tried.
I'm a huge Raisin Bran Crunch guy.
Every now and then I'll say to my wife, hey, she goes, I'm going to the store. You want anything? I go, give me some Lucky Charms. I'm in the mood for some Lucky Charms this week. That's it. But it's once every year.
What was it? It's like I'm a once a year kind of guy too. There was I can't remember what it was. The last time I had Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Right? I was jittery.
Crazy.
I felt like I had 4 cups of coffee. And I just sat there and I was just like, I need to keep moving around or else because I can't sit still right now for whatever reason.
It's crazy.
It was annoying me.
All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Tony, is Kansas City officials hinted that they may have asked Taylor Swift's people not to attend the Chiefs Super Bowl parade today.
Really?
Yeah, so if you didn't know.
That does make sense. That makes total sense.
It was done out of public safety.
Sure.
You know, and they hinted that they may or may have not, like, when somebody, a reporter asked a question to him, like, are you going to, what are you going to do about this or that? And they said they may or may not have already asked Taylor Swift's people about it.
I'm not following her antics. Didn't she have to go back for the tour?
According to Australia, see, we don't get word from Taylor Swift's people.
This is too global for me. I can't keep up.
Yeah, what was it? Japan reassured us that she would make it to the Super Bowl on time, and they were right. Australia reassured us that she is on her way to Australia currently.
Okay.
But we do not know. We have not heard from Taylor's people. So I don't know.
You know, in all honesty, I understand wives and girlfriends are part of this too. Like, yep. like Brittany They're Mahomes will be there. They always are.
They always are.
So she has every right as the girlfriend to be on the truck or whatever it is they use, bus, whatever it is they're using for the parade. She has every right to be there. So anybody who says she shouldn't be there, it's their glory. Wives and girlfriends are always part of this.
Always.
She just happens to be the most famous wife and girlfriend that we've had of an athlete in forever.
And to Kansas City's credit, last year, 1 million people showed up for the parade.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I saw another article earlier today that they have officially forced Travis Kelce out of his old house.
Yeah.
His new house has a gate. He didn't have a gate before. He lived in a neighborhood, like a standard neighborhood, but I don't know if he was still going back and forth or what he was doing with the other house, but it's officially like he can't even get to that house anymore.
Man.
So, I mean,
this is the problems that you have when you propose a relationship on a podcast.
When that Swiftie army mounts up,
look out.
That's going to be,
don't mess around.
That's going to be tough to, for the Kansas City officers to deal with.
No, but I think she is smart enough to say, you know what? I've lived this for 20 years or whatever it is since she was a teenager and was a star. I don't know,
but
15 years. She probably understands, like, I get it.
I'm going to say this, and this could be naive of me, because maybe it's just me noticing it now that she's in our world. But I feel like, I mean, I know she was a popular artist, but I feel like this rise to fame, this meteoric rise to fame, has only really been the last 3-4 years.
I don't know. I can't speak on that. I have zero knowledge of her presence. My kids didn't like her. They're not fans. I don't have any Swifties in my house, so I don't know if she released a new album or if she has a new song. I don't know. And I live in Nashville, and I should know. I mean, it should permeate.
She's no longer a country artist, though.
But still, she still lives here. it's all of those things. I don't know. I can't speak to that. I just know that my friends have seen her in concert for the last 10 years, and they always post how amazing.
It's just, I don't know. I just feel like there's like this meteoric rise out of nowhere. Like, she always had these songs, but no, she just feels like she's bigger than
ever. She's been famous since she's a teenager.
Yeah, I know that. And, I remember, Kanye putting her down and, when she was winning an MTV Music Award or something like that. Maybe it's just because she's in my world now that I have paid more attention.
Well,
I've only made it to 3 years ago.
I just kind of go, all right, just another popular famous person dating another famous person. She's just probably, I mean, Giselle was an international model, so she was a big deal, but she wasn't really a big deal here.
If you'd watched the NFL Honors show, the opening monologue, Keegan-Michael Key actually had a really great joke about this. He said, he was giving up to Taylor and Travis for, dating each other. He says, but it's not the first time a football player has dated a pop star. It's like you have Russell and Ciara, and people clapped and hooted and hollered. And he goes, you have Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right?
Yeah,
and people were clapping. And he goes, and you have Peyton Manning and Brad Paisley.
That's funny. That's a good line. But so, yeah, I didn't like, here's the thing. I'm not a person that hated this story. I wasn't angry that she was on my TV. I couldn't care less. I just, I'm not, I'm not emotionally ripped that Taylor Swift invaded the NFL world. I couldn't care less. I get how this works. But I didn't transfer myself into what she's doing, how she's doing it, what she, you know, I if you asked me when was the last album she put out, I have zero. I would literally guess 2 years ago, a year ago. I don't know. I don't even know what this era tour is promoting. I don't know anything about it. So that is the one place I can't. I know
she has another album coming out because
that is 1,000% more than I know.
Yeah, I heard somewhere through the Twitterverse.
Exactly. All right, the dumb coming up next as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio as we roll along on St. Valentine's Day. Glad you could be with us.
Affleck on the track.
Is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we go Valentine's Day music. If you love Dunkin' Donuts, this is your song now. This is your tune. As we continue the good, the bad, and the dumb.
And it's a Valentine's Day tune, too, because you don't want to go Dunkin' on my heart or whatever.
Go Dunkin' on my heart. That's right. That's right. What is the dumb of the day?
It could be me playing this song. I was going to bring up the guy who climbed the outside of the sphere.
Oh, somebody, can you do that?
Yeah, well, it was when we were in Vegas.
No, can you do that?
I don't want to know when.
No. Okay. Is it, how do you do, like, isn't it not glass all the way around? Or is it like Epcot Center that's kind of got, like, things that you grab onto?
That part I don't know. I know it's I thought it was just LED screens attached one.
That's all
one
I thought
another.
It was. I thought it was a smooth and screen ball.
This guy is known as, like, the Exo Spider-Man or whatnot.
Oh, he's using, like, suction cups.
Maybe.
Yeah. And, I've seen those guys. He's,
you know, apparently he may have caused damage to it. I couldn't tell. So, but yeah, he's in big trouble. He thinks he's going to get off scot-free, but there's already been rumors of a six-figure income. But that's what I was going to talk about. And then you brought something up to me, not during this break, but the previous one. And I looked at it, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I did want to bring this up. And that's this Dune popcorn bucket.
Yeah, Dune popcorn bucket. Yeah. You know, I asked you if you had seen it. You said no, and then you said, oh, no, I have seen it.
And then I saw the photo of it, and I was like, yes, I have seen it. And it is worth talking about because, you know, we have to jump on it while maybe that's a bad choice of terms.
This is real quick, though. This is not an – I want to make this clear. I'm trying not to give you a little knock here. But I said to you, have you seen the Dune popcorn bucket? And you said no. And then when you saw it, you said, oh, I have seen it. How did you forget – I would think that you would go, oh, absolutely, I've seen the Dune popcorn bucket.
Here's my issue. For whatever, I saw the bucket. I didn't know it was associated with Dune.
Oh, it's the sandworm mouth. Yeah.
I didn't put those two together. That it was, because when you said Dune popcorn bucket, I'm thinking like, well, I have a Star Wars tin bucket at home.
Right.
When I think it was Force Awakens came out, I got the Star Wars collectible tin bucket. I didn't realize that was associated with Dune for whatever reason, but I did see that. I was like, oh, look at that thing.
Okay, I've got to be honest with you. Either two things happened with this Dune popcorn bucket, because Saturday Night Live did a whole skit on it about dating the Dune popcorn bucket.
Because it does have a nefarious look,
it
if
does,
you will.
Which I completely think is done on purpose, right?
I would have to assume it is. It's a very, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you are young enough to remember the movie American Pie.
You can kind of
use this as a similar way of, you know, how that kid used the pie in the movie.
And I got to think that when they created it, these things are going to fly off the shelves.
They had to.
You are not going to be able to keep enough of these. People are going to say, give me 10.
Yeah.
They are going
quickly,
to.
Quickly, easily.
Easily.
I've seen.
So they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. And people go, oh, whoever made this. No, whoever made this got promoted.
Yes. Nobody got fired for this one.
Nobody got fired for this one. They can't. I guarantee you, if you went to your theater, they probably don't have any left.
Publicly, they may get a slap on the hand.
Sure.
Hey, shame on you, Johnny, for making that little popcorn bucket that's raking in millions for us.
Exactly. sold out everywhere. People lining up to get them. Like I said, with the Pokemon cards at the basketball game. In there, left. Didn't even see a movie.
What's that? What? Why does it look that way? Because it traps your hand in the popcorn.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. It traps the hand in the popcorn. Sure.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. But it really is crazy.
I did not realize. I mean, I looked at that thing. When I first saw it, I thought that was like a novelty joke thing.
Yeah.
That somebody did. I didn't realize it was actually associated with the movie that you can go to your local movie theater and, you know, buy an adult toy.
Completely.
Yeah, didn't realize you could do that at your local theater. That's pretty cool.
We are collecting everything. Like, seriously, people want to collect everything. Yeah. They want to get the thing that is, they want to have something that they can say 10 years from now. Remember when everybody wanted this?
Right.
And then they're going to sell it on some marketplace when it all calms down.
Would it be okay if you went in there and said, yeah, I want two? But just leave one wrapped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely.
In the packaging. I'm going to use the other one, but this one it'll be popular 20, 30, 40 years from now.
You know who had this problem not that long ago? It was McDonald's. Remember McDonald's had the adult Happy Meal?
Yes.
And they had something flea market, cactus flea market. They were these weird, like four-eyed characters.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, and the next one was Kerwin Frost had the chicken nuggets. But the first one was these, they had like Grimace with four eyes and Ronald McDonald. Literally people were going in and they were ordering 10 adult Happy Meals to get the toys. They're like, how much is an adult Happy Meal? $8, $9, $10, whatever. Give me 100. There's $100. Give me 10 of them.
When, I don't know if it was Avengers Endgame or Infinity War was out. McDonald's, you know, was doing a promotion, a Happy Meal promotion. I remember I went inside to a McDonald's and, you know, just to get something to go because the drive-through line was too long. So I was like, I'll just go inside and get something to go. And I think one of my kids had to go to the bathroom anyway.
It's a lot of steps to get to going into the restaurant.
Well, you know, I almost feel like I have to justify why am I setting foot in McDonald's. People don't sit in McDonald's anymore. You don't go to the restaurant. You just drive through the drive-through. You know, it's a drive-through of shame, really. But... Let me get back to the point of the story because that's probably where to go. Some guy bought the display.
Sure.
You know how they'll have a display of every toy that's available, and he was in there negotiating with the manager how much for the display. I want all of them.
Do you have to call corporate on that?
I don't know. Like, I mean, he ended up walking out with it. The guy sold it to him. I was like, I didn't know you could do that.
I guess you could. I guess I don't know if you have to call corporate. I mean, if you own it, you could say, I guess I'm selling it, but I don't know if you have to get corporate permission. I'm trying to remember what the lesson of the founder with Michael Keaton was. I think they own the land, and I have to do what they tell me, but I actually own the store. I can't sell pizza, but I have to, you know, that kind of thing. That's crazy.
Just turn over a good fast burger, man. That was all it was.
Look, the popcorn buckets, whether you get them in an amusement park or movie theaters, now becoming hot items on like eBay. And
yeah.
And people like to collect these things.
And this one?
I don't know if I would. Let me just put it this way. I don't think I'd buy a used Dune popcorn bucket.
That's smart.
I'll just leave it at that.
That's smart. Yeah, that's a good.
If somebody's selling a used Dune popcorn bucket, I'm very unlikely to make a bid on it on eBay.
Yeah, that's a wake-up call PSA for all
you
listening out there.
Don't
buy
get them
a used
now,
Dune popcorn bucket.
Trust me, don't buy them later. Or if you do buy one, send it through the dishwasher about 60 times before you put any popcorn in there. Oh, good Lord.
Maybe put bleach in there. Formaldehyde. I don't know what
burn
else.
It.
Yeah, burn it.
Set fire to it.
You know, get that oil still that good. Just kind of burns like the you know the just first constantly. Layer, and then you have to be ready with the fire extinguisher.
When you post this, we should probably put a picture of it in case people don't really know what it is.
Yeah,
people scrambling to their phones.
Yeah,
to
please
and
do me a favor. If you're driving, don't look at it right now.
Don't look at it right now.
Don't look at it right now because you know two things could happen. One, you might laugh really hard. The other one, you might be pulling over and
Seriously, the Saturday Night Live bit wrote itself. It was like they didn't even need to really cooperate on that.
How
it. It was
quickly
like, this is fast.
How quickly you know what I bet would happen? The writers all came together and like, hey, I got a great bit. Me too. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
And they all said,
oh great, we're all
Dune
on the same
popcorn
page with
bucket.
This.
Yep. All right, we're doing it.
Yeah, bang this out really quick for a skit.
Yeah, so. I like what you said there.
Oh, crazy, unbelievable. All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb. Heavy.
So, but yeah, somebody climbed the sphere.
Well, the climb of the sphere. Like, again, why? Okay, do you know, I saw a documentary. I'm glad you brought this up. I saw a documentary once, and I thought it was really good. I think it was called Man on Wire. And it was about the guy in the 70s that managed to put a wire between the two World Trade Centers and tight walked over them. He did this completely illegal. He had to sneak in. He had to fire an arrow across the way, and then he had to go back over there. He had a partner that sort of tightened it so that the next day he could sneak up and walk the wire in front of people. But he didn't get to go, he didn't go to jail. Like he was supposed to go to jail, but they sort of went, oh, okay, you know. And he walked that wire. He sat on the wire. He laid down on the wire. They were begging him to get down. They gave him like community service at the end. They just said, all right, you got to pay a fine. And if you could do some stuff for the kids, if you can, you know, do some shows for kids and stuff. They kind of went easy on him. I don't think you get easy if you damage the sphere because you put suction cups on the LED screens.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And then you're damaging the thing that is one of the more Vegas-y things we've ever seen.
I mean, first of all, you know, take a sidestep. The thing is incredible looking.
It is incredible.
Fortunately, when I took off, it was getting dusk. When I was leaving Vegas, it was getting dusk, and you can look down and looking at the sphere, and it was just lit up in all its glory. But yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, it's like stepping on a TV screen.
Exactly,
you wouldn't do it.
No, you would not. So I had some friends of mine from years ago. They went to see U2 during Super Bowl week at the Sphere. It was amazing.
Yeah,
and they said it wasn't even the concert; it was the venue. The venue is incredible. Inside that thing is unbelievable. And now this guy decides to suction cup his way to damage. Now I think you're gonna get punished for that one. We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.